thought this was the number.
But we do appreciate the entertainment. And I guess we should welcome people listening on BBS if we're plugged in and recording. Welcome to the, today is the 11th, February 11th, after Chinese New Year, before Mardi Gras, before Valentine's Day, busy week for some people.
Not in this car.
As someone else has joined us, welcome to the Monday Night BBS call. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Hello, it's Susan from Mesa.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Mesa's still on the map today, is it?
It is. It's been cold here for us.
Okay, let me guess. 50 degrees? Is that cold?
Yeah. Actually, 39 right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That is cold.
Yeah.
And we've had some other...
Rotten.
Oh, yes. We had other people join us. When you have a chance, please give your name and locations.
Hi, this is Larry in Clintonville, Wisconsin.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you, Lucy?
Doing good, doing good. I was born basically in the northern part of Wisconsin, but the only hospital was across the border in the UP, so I'm a Michigander.
Oh, very good, very good. A Youper.
Yep, yep.
Is this your first time calling, Larry?
No.
No?
I usually don't say my name or I listen on BBS.
Are you that frequent anonymous person that always comes in?
Yeah.
Probably so, yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes. And we've had several other people join us. If you have a chance, please give your names and locations. Marilyn, is that just me not being able to hear people?
Yeah, we just scared everybody else away.
They think it's a badger convention going on. That's what
yes.
it is.
Yes.
And then, Marilyn, you're what? Wolverine, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. More people joining us. Welcome to Monday Night's BBS call. If you have a chance, please give your names and locations.
Suzanne in Columbus.
Hey, welcome. Glad to have you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Other people are joining us. When you have a moment, please give your names and locations. Welcome to the Monday Night BBS call. If you have a chance, please give your name and location.
Nancy in Michigan.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Good. Hope you're well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Always a pleasure to have more of the Wolverines joining the Badgers. And if other people have joined us and you haven't yet announced yourselves, feel free to give your name and location when you have a chance.
This is Marilyn in Pittsburgh.
Marilyn in Pittsburgh. Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Marilyn. This is Marilyn in Oxford.
Marilyn in Oxford.
Yeah, Oxford, Michigan.
So I think you two have the awards so far. And I cut someone else off who's going to speak. Feel free to go ahead, please.
This is Larry in Wisconsin. I was just going to say that I guess Wisconsin did pretty well yesterday. I missed the game, but I missed watching the game, but I guess it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Other people joining us again? If you have a chance, please give your name and location.
Anna in California.
Welcome. Glad to
Hello,
have you tonight.
Anna.
Thank you. Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. This is Susan again from Mesa. What BBS station are y'all on tonight?
Hi,
Sue. I don't know if it's one or two. Does anybody know?
It's usually two.
Okay,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Someone else
evening.
Has joined us. Go ahead.
Good evening. This is caller number 19, Francis from Fox, California.
Hi, 19. Welcome. Glad to have you with us.
What was your name,
Francis.
On?
Francis. F-R-A-N-C-S, Francis.
Welcome.
Hi, Francis.
Hi.
And I think Gwen is coming on.
This is Ray from Nevada.
Hi, Ray. Hey, welcome. Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Gwen. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's Valerie from Half Moon Bay, California.
Hi, Valerie. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thanks.
Hey, it's Barbara from San Mateo, California.
Hi, Barbara.
Welcome, sisters.
You guys should break into that sister song, like from White Christmas.
Good evening, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Good
evening, Joel. Welcome.
Hello. It's like old Christmas.
Yeah, we were all talking in unison. We're saying you're welcome instead of just said hello.
Better than that.
Yeah.
I think we've had some other people join us. If you have a chance, feel free to your name and locations.
It's Diane in Minnesota.
Welcome. Glad to have you with us tonight.
Yeah.
Marilyn, you're going to have to take over. I'm getting electronic distortion. I can barely understand what you're speaking.
Someone's got their TV going.
I'm gonna hear everybody. Can you hear me, right?
Yes.
Right. Well, I can't hear you now. And
can you hear me?
I'm gonna mute. I hear you, Dave.
Okay.
Just a sec. Muted everybody. Entry and exit chimes, and we're going to start the tape recorder. Got, see how old I am? I call them tape recorders. Do people still call them tape recorders?
I do.
Yeah, don't they?
Well,
probably audio recorders. We should ask Gary.
There's no tape anymore.
Yeah, wow, that's true.
It's all digital.
Yeah, but it's like Santa. It will always exist in my mind.
Like going to play a CD and calling it a record.
Okay. Yeah, true. Shows our age,
man. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, my mother used to tell me about that. That's how I know.
All right. We are starting the tape recorder. And
this conference is being recorded.
This is February 11th. 2013, and we've made it. We are like 5-6 weeks from December 21st, when everyone said the world was going to fall apart, and we haven't fallen apart. We're still here. Now, I'm not guaranteeing the future, but day by day, one good thing about being on these calls and hearing how the universe works is you get to know that you go on and that you don't die, and you do die. Your physical body is going to die, but part of you goes on. And once you really, really get that at a cellular level, I guess there's less panic about whether the world falls apart or not. And once you don't have that anxiety, you start to learn to cope with everything that comes your way, because there's no such thing as death. It's just a transition. Well, today I put up an interesting non-topic, and I was thinking about community. And, you know, it's the little rivulets that change the world. I don't know if you understand. Let me mean by that. You know, we keep showing up, and yes, there's really great stuff here. And yes, there's conversations with sources that are very high. They say they are. They created the universe. And yes, they can work with us. And yes, we can feel their energies. And you start to realize that some of you are real if you keep listening. And for a long, long time on these calls, we talked to them every single time, almost every time. And we'd ask them questions about how the universe works and how they work. And, you know, we still every Wednesday answer their questions. And and we thank Bogdan and Gary and all the people doing transcripts, Valerie, Pauline, Connie never shows up on these calls, but she's the unsung hero of transcripts. The editing, listening to the audios and getting something down on paper, which other people are working on. And
Ben, your Skype is cutting out.
Skype is cutting out?
It is. I have like 50% of what you're saying.
I'm going to switch to cell phone. Okay, could you give me that phone?
All right. All right, I cannot hear you yet, Wynn. I don't know if you're talking. That is on your wireless then or not?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, I'm on my cell phone. You know what? We're in a hotel in Los Angeles, and their internet connection is slower than our connection in our house. So, excuse us. Some people wonder why we have all this problem with the phones at the beginning of these calls. And I'm sorry we do, but I want you to know that we are a shoestring operation. These calls are volunteer efforts on our part, and not easy to always have it together perfectly. In other words, we're not doing it in the studio right now. We're on the road. And as I once mentioned, you kind of have to be space cases to do this job. And Terry and I qualify. And last minute, we say, where is the headset? Where is the phone? I lost my headset. Now, I will say Terry is worse than me. But not much, okay? It's like when we joke about this, you know, I'm going to say this again, that when I kid Terry about this, it's not meant in any kind of demeaning way, because I'd much rather have her being a little spacey and being able to bring through these messages than perfectly focused and not be able to. In fact, it's a blessing for all of us. And the truth is the truth. And you know what? I certainly have my what would I say, weaknesses and dysfunctionalities. And I've learned if I worry about it, let's see, what are some of the complaints we've gotten? When you talk too much, when are you going to let the Elohim talk? Why are you smacking your lips? Don't cough into the mic, et cetera, et cetera. And it's okay. I don't mind if you complain. Because I know that part of being imperfect is evil's permission to be imperfect. We are not coming down from the mountaintop and saying, here we are, perfect, and making a presentation. And I would say even when people look like they're doing that, they're probably not perfect. They probably have all kinds of things. And if you ask their wives or husbands, you'd find out what they were. But they've learned to present themselves perfectly, and I don't think that's okay to create it so you present yourself perfectly, except in this particular case, I think that being who we are, being authentic, being transparent, gives everyone else permission to be that way and realize that there is no perfection, ultimately. And when things look perfect, if you look under the rug, you'll find they're not perfect. They're just looking perfect, and all the imperfections are hidden underneath. And once you start to truly accept your imperfections, I think you take a quantum leap in your spiritual evolution. Because many people don't accept their imperfections. They, in polite society, it's always appropriate to look good. You have to look perfect. And you act like nothing ever is wrong. And you have to, because people don't want to hear your problems all the time. And it's not necessary. Being imperfect and expressing your imperfection doesn't necessarily mean dumping your problems on everyone else. I decided a long time ago that it was only worth talking about my problems to someone that could fix them. And if someone couldn't fix them, there was no reason to bring them up, okay? And that works and makes better relationships for people. Because when you talk about your problems to people that don't understand or that don't listen, if someone can extend compassion, that can help with talking about your problem. Because compassion helps lift you above your problem and make you feel cared for. And nonetheless, on some level, we have to be working our way through to get through our problems, to get through our lack of money, lack of this. And one of the ways that can help accelerate everything is community. And what I realize is, in spite of how oftentimes I don't feel like I fit anywhere, and Terry doesn't feel like she fits anywhere, and I don't know if Daphne's on the line, but Daphne finally found a place to fit. She's staying with Valerie in Half Moon Bay, and Valerie kind of understands her in a compassionate way. But community is where we get to connect with other people. And I see that community is at the beginning stages of building in the work we're doing. And I know at the expo we were at, two people were standing in line to see David Wilcock, who were on our call, Tammy and Norma. And they got to know each other. They just said, they recognized the, I don't know how they knew, but somehow they knew they were both on our calls and they connected. And Gary and Vaughn in Burbank have talked to each other on the phone. And so when people connect around something which is a higher vibration, then it's a higher connection. And they have higher rules of the game that they can follow in their interaction with each other. Like, for example, this whole aspect of understanding that you don't have to be perfect. Understanding that that it helps people to be compassionate. You know, it's a fine line, and there's not a rule about it. It's like, there's a fine line between developing compassionate relationships and just dumping all your negativity on someone else. No one likes that. You know, no one likes to hear somebody complaining all the time. And you better take that outside the room, Terry. Okay? No one likes to hear someone complaining. And if that's all you're ever doing, then the chances are the person is going to get tired of you. And on the other hand, people don't like you to be ebullient and enthusiastic all the time when they're feeling down in the dumps. It would be like, I don't know, when I was younger, there would be all these people hang on just a second. Okay. So, you know, I totally forgot what happened. And if you, I just muted myself, and if you heard, this is being authentic now, you just heard me mute myself. Gary answered the phone, and she started talking to somebody, and I heard the conversation, and I couldn't focus on where I was going, so I muted myself, and I said, Gary, get off the phone, and go outside or shut yourself in a room. And so that's the real world. It's happened. And then you recover quickly. I think that's one of the things about being spiritual, is that you have a great recovery mechanism. And so I wanted, getting back now, you see, I've quite slightly lost track. I'm trying to get back on my track. And I wanted to make a call tonight where people could step up and share. Because, you know, you're listening to us all the time, and we do listen to you. I do read my emails, and I try to respond, particularly to emails where I think my response will make a difference. But I keep learning that there are people that are listening to us, that have been listening to us for months and sometimes years, and they're getting a huge amount out of what we're doing, and but we don't know who they are. They never talk to us. And they're probably shy, and they think, I have nothing important to say. But actually, it's not about having anything important to say. Even an expression of gratitude or saying something that happened to you that someone else hears can cause someone else to identify with it and look deeper themselves. And that's a very important contribution to another person. You never know what some, you know, there's a lot of people listening to our calls, and some people, everyone responds to different things. Some people kind of like the way Terry brings messages forth. Some people like the way Daphne brings messages forth. Some people like the way that I talk. Some people, there can be one little sentence that totally strikes someone and changes their whole life. I've had that many times in my own experience where one little bit of wisdom that I kept dwelling on and kept dwelling on, it gave me a new way of understanding something in my life. And some of you have something to say that's going to be important to someone else. And it might just be, like, give you an example. You know, some people come in these calls and they expect something to happen immediately, and if it doesn't, you never hear from them again. Or they come into a call and it's one of those calls where we fumble and they never come back again because we didn't do the perfect presentation job. And then there's some people that come on the calls for months and then suddenly they have an epiphany and they get it. And something releases inside of themselves. I think one of the biggest things that happens is their minds stop trying to figure it out, because we are so used to trying to understand something in our mind, and this has a non-linear aspect to it. So it's not something that understanding it with your mind is going to help. In fact, it's a fine line because it's not like your mind has no value. Your mind is a filter. It looks at things, it thinks about things, it makes decisions about things you should be interested in and things you shouldn't be interested in. But some of you might say one thing that changes someone else's life. And it's not because you're trying to be profound. It's because you're being authentic. Like you might say, like I just said, if you stay in these lines, people have told me after a certain period of time, and sometimes it's months, and in some cases, it's years. But nonetheless, that if you keep showing up here, there's a really great chance that something is going to happen that you didn't think was possible. And that connection with the higher realms will occur. So I wanted this call to be where you could share. Now, here I am blabbing away, and it's 7:21, so good. I'm coming to the end of my blab, and I'm going to... Hang on a second. There's two ways you can contact us, okay? And one way is through calling us on BBS Radio. And you see the numbers here, which are very hard to read, but if you want to call us on BBS, here are some of the phone numbers. I'm probably giving the wrong numbers. And I hope Doug is... Doug, they'll probably wake up if you say Winston said to call in. Just tell them, call in them. Make sure they plug this into the conference line so we hear you. 530-763-1594. Now, we never do this. So it's the first time. Maybe nobody will call. 530-746-0341. 530-413-9537. And there's a toll-free number here, which I can't read. Let me see. 800-479-3421. And of course, I can unmute this, and you can do *6. And this is kind of like share whatever you like. Did you have some kind of experience about our work? Have you been listening to it for months and it's really affected you and you never called us and told us? This is your chance to express yourself. And you'll find that once you express yourself, there's this benefit to yourself where you start to feel more sense of the community that's forming around us. Because other people get to hear you. After a while, they get to know you. I'll give you a secret. One of the communities that forms is the people that call early before the call starts. Usually, people are calling 20 minutes, 15 minutes, and they start talking to each other and just keep showing up. And there's this sense of belonging and are connecting with that starts to occur. So if anyone wants to call BBS, any of those numbers, you're welcome to. And, of course, this is where I'm going to put my foot in my mouth and find that no one's ever really paying attention to us, and no one's going to call me.
When you have a call, line two.
We do. Oh, my God. So let's see if we hear them now. Are you on? Our caller on.
I'm on.
Hello?
Hi, Wynn.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Oh, Wynn, this is Eric in Phoenix.
Eric in Phoenix?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you for calling. I did thank you. You sent me that book, the Philip Dick book, right?
Yes, I did. I hope you're enjoying it.
I am. It's I won't tell you where it is, but it helps relieve my constipation.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just wanted to reach out and thank you so much for your insights and your communication and your talks that you give before Terry and Daphne come on, because that's my favorite part of coming into the calls is to listen to what you have to say. And And, of course, Stephanie and Terry are magnificent as well, but I just think what you've learned over the many, many years of doing this work is just an incredible share that you give out to the people of our world, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Eric is one of those people that we met. He lived in Phoenix, and he came up to a little workshop or thing we did in Sedona, and it was great meeting people there. And, okay, well, listen, thank you, Eric. Let me see if anyone else has something to say or anyone wants to call BBS. Anyone on the conference line? We have about 50 people on the line. They can do star six, and they will break through.
Hey, Wynn. This is Ray from Nevada.
Hey, Ray.
Just a kind of a short story since I've started listening to the conference calls and participating in them. I've also been doing hospice work, and I just lost one of my clients last Saturday. And the how this ties in is that the day before was the day I was visiting with her, and she was listening to Bible verses, which is something I kind of bristle at, but she loved it. And when she was listening to them, she was answering questions. She was saying, yes, no, okay, yeah. And I, at the time, I'm thinking, okay, the woman is 97. She's having a senior moment. But then when I found out she passed away, she probably was actually having a conversation with the Elohim, trying to find out where she was going, when she was going to be going. And she passed away that day. So this does help. I'm not sad about it. I'm rejoiceful for it. I'm glad that she's on the other side. And I was glad I was there to help her see that light. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Sure.
And anyone else? Star six? Now, I think I'll just call out somebody, because I know I'm looking here at all the people on the line, and we have some really interesting people in our group.
Hello, this is...
Who is that?
This is Heike from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay, say your first name.
Heike?
Say your...
Yes, I'm originally from Germany. But I've been here for over 30 years. I started listening to you in September after that Coast to Coast show, and I have been a devoted follower ever since. I love to listen to you also. And I want to tell you, when I listened to you, the scripture came to mind, wherever two or more of you are gathered together, Christ will be. So I looked on the Internet for a metaphysical church here in Baton Rouge, and I came upon the Unity Church, and I've been going there every Sunday. And they also have little, like, meditation groups. And I went to a goddess meeting, like, for women, a spiritual meeting. And the interesting thing I want to tell you that's so encouraging, I think, for your listeners, in one of our meditation meetings, we did, like, a healing. We were just poor people. And I was the first in the middle because I had regressed. It was just general healing. There's nothing really wrong with me. But there are people in this church who are sensitive to energies. They can sense energies and see spiritual beings. So this might be a good church if someone wants to go to a church to go there. And of course, we can still listen to you. And I'm telling everyone about you in that church. I've already told like 30 people. And so we did a healing, and when I was in there, this woman who is a healer, she said she saw green energy, which is like from the earth. And then it was my turn to heal, and there's three other people. And the woman was sitting in the middle, and she said she saw a pink energy. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the Elohim. I was just so excited. And I had not told anyone about the Elohim before this. So she verified it for me independently. And that kind of was a very key that this is actually working. And then I went to this goddess meeting, and the woman, we had set up like a little altar with our wishes and desires for the coming year. And the woman, who is like a spiritual person, she called in energies and spiritual guides to bless the wishes and desires. I said, well, I contribute, and I kind of called in the Elohim, and she went like, oh, my God, a lot of power just came in. I mean, she could feel the power coming in. And she was like, this only happened to me once before, and she said she felt it in her whole body. And I'm not making this up. I swear this really happened. So this is really encouraging to me, and I want to encourage you guys, anyone who's listening, to maybe join a church or a group that's open to this and join these little groups, get together with spiritual people, and work with them, you know, and you get verification. And then one time we had this guy speaking. We have a lot of guest speakers. And he was developing halfway through the talk a lot of trouble speaking, like he was coughing and wheezing. He was not well, and he was paralyzed, and he was starting to really have a lot of trouble talking, and to the point where he almost couldn't speak anymore. And I was like, I'm going to ask the Elohim to help him. And as soon as I thought that, half a second later, he's out any problems. I was like, did I do this? I mean, them through me, you know, I'm sure I may have contributed, like the co-creation thing. But I called him in, and I swear it works. So it's just a great validation, and I'm studying spirituality left and right, and I'm talking, you know, I'm calling to people, and I really feel like my heart has opened up a lot, and I've gained wisdom, and biblical scriptures are coming to life to me. So I'm just want to be of service and be a light worker. So I'm very excited.
That is awesome. Hey, you know, I'll tell you, if you ever want to have people come together at the church and have Terry and I on the line, on the phone line, put us on a speakerphone, we'll talk to everybody, give them an introduction.
Okay.
If you want to. If people are interested, and you can check it out. Thank you so much for sharing, and I know I hear those kind of validations sometimes, and it's always great to hear them again. Because, you know, from our perspective, it's like, you know, we don't even see people. We're talking on the phones. Well, we do sometimes. We do some workshops, some live things. But it's so much more efficient to be able to do this on the phone. And one advantage of doing it on the phone, even though I really enjoy a live thing, but the advantage of doing it on the phone is when the energy comes in, it grounds it in your house. It doesn't ground it in a meeting room. And if you keep grounding this energy in your house, you shift your point of a reference point of home inside yourself, because it's where you live. Whereas when you go out and do a workshop publicly, you take the energy there, and you have to pay for it. It costs a lot more money. We have to travel. And when you go, if you're just doing workshops, it's like oftentimes you can go to a workshop and you can feel this great lift of energy. And when you go home, you go back to your old way of being. You can't hold the new space. But when you ground the energy in your home, as we're doing on these calls, it sticks and your life changes. Thank you so much. And anyone else? Star 6.
Yes, Wynn, this is Susan in Mesa.
Hi, Susan. Susan Jacobson?
No, Susan Smith.
Susan Smith. Another Susan.
I have. Yes, I've talked a few times. I joined your calls for quite a while before I ever said anything. I've been listening probably off and on for, I don't know, since 08, early 09, something like that. And it's really opened me up to being aware of who I am. And I really thank you for that.
Well, I thank you. Hey, you don't have to answer this. You can say, I don't want to answer this. But you don't happen to have a Mormon background, do you?
No. my husband's a Smith. And he had some Mormon, but I don't think he's the Smith, if that's what you're getting at.
No. Well, no. The reason I ask it is because there's a lot of Mormons in Mesa, right?
Yes, yes.
And did you read my story about Mesa?
Yes, we talked about it before on some of the calls. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah,
but I actually live 2 miles from the church that I've been attending for several years, and the things you bring forth are just so much deeper that it's really hard to go back there, because it's like they're so, they don't even scratch the surface of reality for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that I do some other things in some other groups that go so much deeper. And it's just really made a huge difference. And again, you say being able to do it from your home, it's just so convenient and so wonderful. And I just want to thank you, because I know what you do is not always easy. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Brings tears to my eyes to have you share it.
Me too.
You too, right? Terry, anything you want to say? Anyone? Terry can't hear anything. Okay. When I went off Skype, I took the headset she was using, so she's in the background. Who else? Anyone else want to share something?
This
keep in
Marilyn.
Mind if you... Marilyn?
Yes.
Hi.
That's Marilyn Pittsburgh.
Hi, Marilyn. We have Marilyn and Roy. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Well, what I wanted to say for me is I've always felt so strange on this planet and very different and never... You talk about it all the time, you know, not feeling like you fit in, like you belong. This is so helpful because it's so reassuring to hear the things that you're saying that make me feel like I do have a purpose, and I'm not alone in this. There are other people like myself. They may not be around my area or where I am, but I've had a lot of things happen because of the way I think, and I have experiences that I can't talk about to other people. I wouldn't dare bring them up because if I do, I get criticized or so. So this is just wonderful. It's helped me so much to, get all this information and know that there are other people that are having the experiences that you're having, and you're not crazy. I'm searching for answers that I can't find myself. So I appreciate so much this wonderful work that you're doing. The blessing for all of us that you're here for us now when we need this information, and the fact that you're doing it, you're working so hard and so selflessly to help us all. I just want to thank you and say how grateful I am and what a blessing.
Can you hear?
And how much? Thank you so much. Bless you.
Well, you know what? Thank you. Thank you so much for coming forth, sharing. And, you know, if we're correct in all the things we're saying, and, you know, between all the different ways we're getting this information, from Carla Rucker, from David Wilcott, from Terry, from Daphne, and in effect, so many of us who came into this realm to be of service here and ended up feeling like such misfits are in truth such heroes, and that it's hard to connect with this stuff, but I am so glad you found us and we found you, because we certainly fit into that realm of being misfits, really, just as much as you guys, and yet I know we're not, and I know that what's a misfit is someone that doesn't fit into the consensus realities, because they're holding this need to have a higher reality than that, and they can't find it. So I know that many of you are finding it through this work. So thank you so much, Marilyn, for sharing. And anyone else?
Hello, Annie. One more thing I meant is I don't practice any particular religion, but I was born in Jewish, and the fact that this group calls themselves the Elohim is very, very interesting to me.
Well, they say they're the same ones that you know what I get that happens in religion is that when you start to channel and you understand that the voice that says they're the Elohim today may not be the Elohim next week. It may be someone imitating the Elohim. And then you get all these false gods coming in from higher realms and giving wrong information. So that's why religion is so difficult to follow, because you can pick out the things that you have. That's why you have to pick out what resonates. You can't just believe it. Because as soon as you pick out what resonates, you can apply it to your life and it'll work. But if you just start believing things because it's in a religion or even from me, you become a believer, and then a negative source, just you're like a piece of cake for a negative source, because they'll come in and you'll follow them. And that's how, you know, religions get corrupted so easily. And I know it for a fact. I had personal experience with that, with a particular religion. Yeah.
So
thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Are you there?
Hi,
yeah,
Wynn.
Who is that?
Stephanie.
Wait a second. We have Roy.
Yeah.
And who else?
Let's still here.
And who is the lady?
Anna.
Anna?
Hi, yeah, Anna in Modesto.
Roy, you're going to be next. Let Anna share. Go ahead, Anna.
Hello?
Anna?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can. I'm new on the calls. I'm not new on the spiritual path by any means, but I'm new on the calls. And I find, you explained it so well when we are able to find one another and talk to one another from our homes, that frequency, that energy anchors where we live. And when I hang up from a call, I'm still holding that wonderful, wonderful frequency, and I'm so grateful for it. And I'm also grateful for those who are chiming in and sharing their stories. It's so refreshing. And I wanted to share a little visualization I had. I'm kind of a dreamer. And I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be awesome if each one of us had the ability to spot each other walking down the streets or in a crowd? If we saw a little light bulb kind of light up in the heart shots, oh, I'd love that, because I think there's a lot more of us than we realize. And I've always felt like I didn't belong to. I've always felt different. And I wonder about the people in my neighborhood. Which ones would have that little light bulb in their heart chakra? But I thought I'd share that little dreamer fantasy with everyone and give my appreciation to them and to you, too.
Maybe when we get big enough, we'll come out with a button that says, I don't belong here. How about you?
Good idea.
See how many people look at your button and say, what do you mean by that? Okay.
If they're old people like me, you have to get right up close and look, and they would push
right
away. You can't see.
But Anna, thank you so much. Thank you
for showing up.
And you make it worthwhile. And I think Roy is on there. Roy, where are you?
Hi, Wynn. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio. And this is my second call, and the first call I didn't talk at all, but the woman that was talking about the Unity Church brought me on the line, because I had a spiritual experience that concerned the church. I had gotten a spiritual experience back in 1974, and I worked on Wall Street, and I was just learning my job. very important situation where I was brokering millions of dollars, and I had to learn stuff that I didn't know anything about. And I was coming up the, at the time I lived in New Jersey, and I was coming up the Garden State Parkway, and I was going over all of my problems from the week, and I was listening to a rock channel on the radio, and all of a sudden the rock channel changed, and it was this minister that was giving a sermon, and the minister was answering my questions, and not only was he answering my questions, but he was answering my questions in which order I had asked them. And I thought this was really strange, but I pulled into my driveway, and the rock channel came on again. And then a week later, it was another Friday, I was coming up from my friend's house on the Garden State Parkway, and once again, I'm thinking about all of my problems and trying to figure them out. And once again, my rock channel turned into this minister. And once again, he's answering my questions in the order in which I had spoken them. And this time when I pulled into the driveway, the minister did not turn into rock music. He started saying that it was Eric Butterworth and that he was a minister at the Unity Church in Avery Fisher Hall in Rockefeller Center. And he talked about a morning sermon that he would give. It just happened to be at 6 o'clock in the morning, the time that I woke up. So I set my alarm clock to his service. To it was a clock radio, and I would wake up to Eric Butterworth every morning. And it got so that I could ask questions at nighttime. And in the morning, he would answer my questions in the order in which I had spoken them. And many of the things that he was talking about were exactly the things that you talk about and what Abraham Hicks talks about. And it is just so familiar, and I got so strong in my faith. Well, I finally decided that I went into Avery Fisher Hall and watched his sermons, and a couple of times I shook his hand, but I never had the nerve to tell him, no, talk to him about him mentoring me. So finally he had this class, a master's class on something. I forget exactly what it was, but I decided to join the class, so I got to meet him in at the end of these meetings. And there was a long line to shake his hand. And when I got up to him, I said, "Hi, I'm Roy such and such." And no, he said, "Oh, thank you so much for being here." And then he immediately turned and talked to someone who had been recording the class. And I couldn't believe that he didn't know who I was. He had been mentoring me for 4 years, and I just couldn't know. He didn't know me from anybody else. And I was, like, really, really miffed. Well, my spiritual nature just grew and grew. But that has, for 40 years, the fact that he never knew me really was in my craw and upsetting me. What ended up happening is that I got married, and it wasn't a good marriage, and I got out of spirituality, and I spent 23 years just getting out of focus. And finally, I got separated, and I met a woman, fell in love, things happened, and we had to break up. You know, the whole story. Things happen in life. Well, I'm really at a very low point and decide I want to get back and listen to Eric Butterworth, his sermons on the radio. So I went on the internet and tried to get it, and it turned out that he had died in 2004, and I felt really bad about that. So I decided to go to, find out about a Unity Church in the area, and I found this Unity Church, and I went to it, and the hugest collection of spiritual people. You walk into a room, and you can feel it. It's sort of like when we're on the telephone call, and the Elohim starts making your chest buzz. It really, really excellent. Well, I went to the class that the woman was talking about earlier, meeting with the people. And the second meeting I went to, they discussed a book that they were going to study. And they, without me saying anything, they decided to study Discover the Power Within You by Eric Butterworth.
Well,
I was just so shocked. I said, okay, everything happens for a reason. This is the reason why I was, I'm here now. I had gone to Avery Fisher Hall and had cassette tapes of his sermon explaining each one of the chapters. So I converted the cassettes into MP3s, and I gave a disc to each one of the people in the group, and they were very much enriched. And so I wanted to give people a background on my spiritual progression. So I was typing out a little thing that I was going to hand out to the people and explain things about how my spiritual path, because I was one of those guys that had a lightning bolt hit me in the head and that type of thing started. I was not religious in any way before that. So as I'm writing this thing, and I got to the part where I met Eric Butterworth and he didn't know me from Adam, I got an epiphany. It wasn't that Eric Butterworth was giving the sermon for me specifically. What was going on is that God had shaped my life so that I would end up asking the questions that he was answering in that order. And once I had that realization, it just gave me an overwhelming understanding of the expansiveness of what God really is. God is really in us, like an ocean is in a wave.
Right. Roy, we don't have too much time, and I wanted to give a couple more people a chance to say something.
Well,
but
thank you so much for letting me say that.
And I thank you for sharing it. I'm so glad we've been contributing to you, and you're a powerful co-creator. I hope you. I don't know if you come to our Sunday calls, but I hope you do, because your energy is like, you know, that is our most powerful call. And, you know, the fact that you have that little thing where you think it and he says it means for a moment you were like one with the universe, kind of, and in harmony. And it wasn't power, it was just synchronicity at the same time. You know, somebody sent me an email. Go ahead.
Just recently, in the last year, I have become a healer. And
yes.
God has done some miraculous things.
Great. Well, listen, let me let the next person say something. And
sure.
Who's on there that wants to share? Thank you so much.
It's Tammy in Playa del Rey.
Hi, Tammy.
How are you? How's everybody?
You want me to show up somewhere in person, right?
Well, no, I was just thinking since you're in Los Angeles area, it would be fun to meet some people in person that are in L.A.
You know what? It would be nice. I was thinking if I announce it to the group, I'm going to probably have like 20 or 30 people maybe that want to show up.
Well, the coffee shop or wherever it is would just love you because you bring them all a bunch of business.
Right. Well,
you know
right
what
now,
I wanted to bring up? I just, because the time's short, is that how wonderful that your Sunday calls are. And just my quick experience, just real quick, is, you know, I've been studying different things on the spiritual path for a really long time. And, you know, you've taken all this information, and I joke with my friends. I said, you know, gee, I've taken in so much information. I'm in the application stage. And the Sunday calls is a great way to get involved and be productive and do something that's really valuable and that, you know, really helps the planet. And the more people that get involved, the stronger the results. And I just really believe in what you're doing, and I just hope more and more people will participate on the Sunday calls.
But you know what? We are the ones creating this. You know, everything that happens, because we create, either I create it, Terry creates it, you create it. I see Norma Rockland was the lady you met, right?
Right.
I see I got three emails from her.
That's so funny.
Talk
to other...
Minutes.
Some other lady mentioned that. We were just standing in line, and she came up to me, and she's like, I think I know you. You look so familiar. She goes, I know you. I feel I know you. And I didn't know her from anybody. And then after talking, we realized we were both on the calls, on the Sunday calls a lot.
Yeah. Great. Now, that's an example. Who would they say that I wish I could see people with little lights on them. Actually,
right.
I think it actually works. When people start coming into our calls, they're here. You know, Norma's asking me if we're going to David Wilcox's lecture tonight, which I'm not.
I'm not.
Terry went to one of his lectures, and we're like a block away. So if somebody emailed me and said they were showing up at Denny's, I'd show up. Okay. We're at the Denny's on Century Boulevard. It's right next door. The travel lodge that we're staying at for one more day.
Well, I'll keep an eye out on the emails if you guys are going to be somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to mention, I heard, I think, Daphne come in the background, and I don't think you heard her. So if she's still on the line, I'd rather leave the floor open for her to get through because I think I heard
you. Daphne, are you there?
Yes, I think who is that that acknowledged me? Thank you.
My name's
much.
Tammy.
I really appreciate that.
I heard you in the background, and I don't think Vin heard you when he took a couple other calls, and I thought Vin would want to know you're there.
God bless
you. Oh,
God
thank
bless
you. I heard a small, quiet voice in the background of a woman, and I kept trying to say, who was that, you know?
Oh,
hi, Daphne.
It's just your friendly Elohim raw transmitter here in Hudson Bay.
How long have you been listening?
The whole time.
The whole time I was looking for you at the beginning, and I couldn't find you.
I've been on here since five of six.
Now, isn't it nice to hear how we influence people?
Well, yeah, it is. Very much. It's wonderful. And I
Daphne's
and actually,
saying,
I know we're running out of time, but I wanted to acknowledge there were a few people that mentioned this, and you've been talking about it too, and I've. And I talked a little bit about it with Terry, kind of in passing, and that is that there's very strong information coming in these days that we are in a very significant frame of time, the window right now, especially this week, actually, and it has to do with becoming a living conduit, a living bridge, a living light bridge from the highest realm, from the Elohim realm, right down through the entire spectrum, through the entire continuation, incorporating Ra'an, incorporating the angels, incorporating your guides, coming all the way down through the dimensional spectrum, right down into your body as you are sitting there in your living room or your kitchen, wherever you happen to be. And we are literally becoming living bridges for spirit, for God consciousness, and from all the information that's coming in through my own private transmissions and through a lot of other people that I respect, is that the grid, the crystalline grids of the earth can actually hold this Christic consciousness now. There is enough of a laying down of the grid work, and of course our Sunday grid healings have had a huge part of that, and also there are other people around the planet that are doing similar work, but we are actually living light. You know, someone was saying about the light bulb on the heart. Well, that's not just an idea; that's real. You are a living light unit. Wherever you go, when you go down to the Whole Foods or the Starbucks or the gas station or the vet or to work or wherever you go. You are physically anchoring that love light vibration now, and it's sticking. It's sticking. The infrastructure, the crystalline grid structure, is in place on the earth. All systems are go. Everything's green now.
And the more people that do this, the way this works, it's not like through reading stuff. People just start feeling the energy and they shift. You know what?
We have to get off.
But wait a second. Don't say anything more. I love having you on. I wish you were on earlier. I would have included you more. But in any case, let me, we got 7:59. There was just one good email that came in. The other day I was looking up something concerning Khalil Gibran, and he ran across the quote, "Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it so that the other half may reach you." And he says, that put a whole new light on your conference calls. Each of us has to do is be sensitive to which half has meaning. So, in any case, I'm going to unmute everybody. Excuse me for cutting you off, but BBS is going to cut us off. And I just wanted to make a formal goodbye. And, hey, this was, we haven't done a call like this. And I thank all of you who participated and shared. And we'll do one of these again every so often. And it's really nice to hear your experiences. And I'd like to unmute everybody. You can, everyone on BBS, we say goodbye to you now. Where is my phone? Oh, well.